Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the federal government is failing to help the state check the immigration status of registered voters. His lawsuit says federal and state laws prohibit non-citizens from voting, but federal law also prevents the state from requiring proof of citizenship from people when they register. The AG's office and Texas Secretary of State filed a lawsuit asking the federal government to supply that information. Paxton says 450,000 people registered to vote in Texas without a driver's license or ID card, so their citizenship has never been checked. Now, the nonprofit Bipartisan Policy Center found just 77 cases of non-citizens trying to vote across the country from 1999 through 2023. Citizenship and Immigration Services says states can verify someone's immigration status using a searchable database that would show if someone was a naturalized citizen. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Early voting is underway, and it's getting more popular all the time.
Yeah, really hot start Monday. More than 840,000 people Monday alone casting their ballots in person statewide.
Yeah, that comes out to just over 4.5% of registered voters.
Both Dallas and Tarrant counties had several polling sites with long lines of voters eager to cast their ballots. SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson says you can't necessarily tell which party benefits from that.
Both Democratic and Republican analysts try to read the tea leaves for signs of advantage in the early voting patterns, but they've been misled in the past by that, where we thought that the early voting patterns signaled an advantage for one side or the other that turned out sometimes not to pan out on Election Day.
He says Election Day usually has the biggest turnout of any single day during the process, but the difference between Election Day turnout and early voting turnout gets smaller each year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, Tarrant County elections officials say it was user error that caused a misprint on an election ballot.
The county says one of their voters discovered his ballot printed the wrong choice for president. When he discovered the problem, he asked to vote again. Elections Administrator Clint Ludwig says it didn't take long to figure out what happened.
What we believe to have occurred is the individual did make a selection on the machine, and that selection was printed on their ballot. When they went to cast their ballot, they checked it and realized that was not the vote that they wanted.
He says the man was given a new ballot and successfully re-voted. Ludwig is encouraging people to check their printed ballots before putting them in the scanner to be counted. He adds there is no reason to believe votes are being switched by the system. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
I'll have another look at that closure of the Dallas North Tollway in Addison, as well as a problem on westbound 30 in Garland, all at 7:08.
Above average temperatures and below average precipitation trends continue. Will that change in the near future? I'll let you know coming up in Traffic and Weather together on the 8th.
I'm LP Phillips. The fight over where a condemned man testifies before a Texas House committee is still not resolved.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News with Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kristen Diaz in for Heather Behrens. Thousands will go to the polls in North Texas today. In Dallas County, Alan Skaya tells us they've gotten to the bottom of some trouble that they were having on day one.
Some voters said they had to wait more than 2 hours Monday. Dallas County Elections says some workers found poll books with either a blank screen or an error message. Others were printing the wrong ballot. The Elections Department says it sent messages to the company that made the machines. And the company found the problem was the poll books were not giving workers an indication they were processing information, so workers then kept touching the screen, leading to errors. The company told Dallas County to run a software update and reboot the machines. The Elections Department says it knows that led to long wait times, saying it thanks everyone for their patience during the process. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So in the presidential election, Texas really the center of the political universe this week. Both former President Trump and Vice President Harris making visits. Trump recording a podcast with Joe Rogan. Harris is holding a public rally in Houston on Friday talking abortion. Now, UTSA Professor John Taylor says she's going to try to make the argument that Republicans want to make the whole nation look like Texas.
It makes perfect sense to highlight Texas and what's happened in Texas and the fact that she can link that to the rest of the country.
But earlier this month, Trump posted to social media he would veto any attempt at a nationwide abortion ban and also said he supports exceptions for rape and incest.
I know you guys have been following this story. It looks like it's now going to be next week before a Texas House committee will hear from a death row inmate whose execution was stopped last week.
Robert Robertson is back in his cell at the Polunsky unit waiting to hear when he will testify about his conviction and where. If prosecutors had their way, Robertson would be dead by now, executed last Thursday. Thursday for the 2002 shaken baby syndrome death of his daughter. But the House committee issued a subpoena for Roberson to testify, halting the execution. The dispute is whether Roberson should testify in person, as the committee wants, or by Zoom, as the attorney general insists. The chairman of the committee will only say talks are continuing, and they hope to have Roberson's testimony shortly. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
AI, artificial intelligence, it may be coming for your job, but it has saved the lives of a herd of elephants and countless train passengers in India. In Assam, India, an AI-powered safety system stopped a train to prevent a collision with a herd of elephants that were crossing the tracks ahead. The system alerted the train driver, who applied the emergency brakes just in time. The success of this system is leading to plans for wider implementation across other elephant corridors. Can you guys imagine just a herd of elephants randomly walking across our communities? I mean, can you imagine living in a place where elephants run free?
Absolutely not.
I guess that's our version of cows. You know, there's always every now and then a cow.
I would think deer. That's our version of deer. Because deer just will run wild and our cars run into deer.
Right.
Trains run into deer. Deer are destructive. But just imagine an elephant walking around, or a hippo,
that's
or a rhino.
Wild.
Rhino.
And they can literally stomp over your car like Jumanji. That's what I think of.
Yeah, Jumanji was based on a true story, I'm told.
It was, yes.
New this morning, the government fining Fort Worth-based American Airlines a record $50 million for mishandling wheelchairs and mobility scooters, injuring some passengers.
Between 2019 and 2023, the airline provided unsafe and undignified physical assistance to passengers on a number of occasions.
U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg says the fine is 25 times larger than any other fine by the department for similar violations. American says it's invested over $175 million to improve wheelchair handling and reduce mishaps.
Shares of McDonald's are moving lower in pre-market trading after the CDC said that a severe E. coli outbreak tied to the chain's quarter pounders sickened dozens of people, mainly in Colorado and Nebraska. One person died, 10 people have been hospitalized. McDonald's said it was taking swift and decisive action to control the outbreak. Onions were identified as the likely culprit. Boeing reports earnings today, the same day striking machinists vote on a new contract offer. The strike is in week six at this point. Texas Instruments had a good quarter. The CEO of the chipmaker said customers are working through excess inventory. He said that three of TI's main markets have begun to bounce back, but its biggest sales sources, industrial and automotive chips, are still mired in a glut of inventory. Yesterday, stocks closed narrowly mixed. The Dow and the S&P were little changed. The Nasdaq edged higher. Futures point to a lower open for Wall Street. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
We do have a red alert in traffic this morning. If you're on the Dallas North Tollway heading through Addison, this is southbound, y'all. It's coming into downtown, all right? So if you're coming southbound Dallas North Tollway through Addison, there is a vehicle crash and a fire there. And that is slowing down traffic. We'll get an update on that for you coming up in 3 minutes.
Thanks so much, Joe. Hey, you know, Fort Worth ISD Interim Superintendent Karen Molinar is acting very quickly to improve classroom performance. She unveiled a plan to address concerns with third to eighth grade students, where 42% of them are not reading at grade level. And then you got another 48% who are failing behind in math.
So what's important to me is transparency, because I believe if we're transparent about our data, then we have to address that data.
Molina aims to close these gaps by giving teachers more support during class time.
Dallas Stars gave up two goals 83 seconds apart in the second period, couldn't recover, losing 4-2 last night at Buffalo. Stars head coach Pete DeBoer says the issue was simple.
The story of the game was their execution was better than ours, power play included, but 5-on-5 too. I thought they were hungrier than us.
Tyler Seguin scored to make it 3-2 with less than 2 minutes left, but Buffalo responded with an empty netter to win by a couple.
It was a sloppy game and not indicative of Texas football. That's what Longhorn coach Steve Sarkisian says about Georgia loss.
Them converting those four turnovers into 17 points. You can look at us generating three turnovers defensively, also only converting that into 7 points. So right away, we're at a 10-point deficit.
He vows to fix the pre-snap penalties as well and says they will be ready for Vandy this weekend. It's number 5, Texas versus the 25th-ranked Commodores in Tennessee this weekend. You can hear all the action starting at 2 on Saturday right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I saw the Commodores in concert this weekend. Delta Airlines flight from Boston to Rome did not take off last night after an engine fire on the runway. Fire and rescue crews extinguishing the fire. The plane was able to safely taxi to the gate.
I heard a big boom. It sounded almost like a tire blow. And then the flame. You saw the flame that went out, came out of the engine because they're sitting right there.
Scary? Oh, yeah.
There were no injuries to the 152 passengers and crew on board.
Well, Stacey Lynn reporting that there was less freshmen enrolled in colleges this fall.
First-year student enrollment was down 5% compared with last fall. But despite less freshmen, overall enrollment numbers for undergrads were up by an average of 3%.
Also, the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center says they're not quite sure why freshman enrollment is down. Could be because there's been problems with federal financial aid, maybe the ban on race-conscious admissions, and then also perhaps changing views about the value of a college degree.
728 here on the KRLD Morning News. You might be seeing, if you're driving into downtown Dallas right now, a lot of police officers on bicycles and a lot of others on bicycles. It is part of an annual thing that they do where they ride their bicycles to work. Today is, if you will, ride your bike to work day. And that's why so many people, particularly police officers, are on bicycles in downtown this morning.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.